Coach, congratulations on a big road win. That's your third road game that you've won in conference play, and it's always big to get the road ones here with the return game coming, but you had to be pretty happy how your guys came back after that tough first quarter again.
Yeah. Yes, it seems like that's what happens with us a lot, but, you know, this was a good one to win. I mean, being on the road, it's never easy, and, you know, I knew this was going to be a tough game because you get in, they're very, very scrappy. They're great defensive players, and they're used to winning, and so that was a good one to come away with.
It was, and early on they had the momentum, but you know what? You never let them get to lead bigger than 4 points. It was 12-8 after the first quarter. You come back. It was so close to tying it or taking the lead here, just couldn't. But then you go on a big run there, 6-0 run, and then you go up by four. And Katie McGonigal sets up for a big three in the left quarter to end the first half. And that was big because I think that carried a lot of momentum for you guys into the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when Katie, when she's fresh, she's got her energy. She's a really good shooter. And I just told her, as soon as you get in, look for your shot every single time. Because there were a couple of possessions that we had to go four guards at a time. And I really don't feel like we missed a beat at all because, I mean, Huguenin has a lot of guards as well. So I felt like we matched up and we shot the ball pretty well tonight.
You did. And you had foul trouble early on with Emily Weathers. But then it was Emily Smith who struggled from the floor the other night. And she picked you guys up in the paint tonight with her 12 points. And then you got Macy Price going again. And Bailey Lauda with a consistent game with another 11 for her or 12 for her.
It's so nice to see because, you know, there for a while we didn't really know who we could depend on, which I always like that people can step up. But after a while, consistency is something that yes. You're going to need in the season.
Well, and you also were pretty solid on defense for the most part tonight. You hold Lainey Hoskinson. She's their leading scorer. She did not score tonight, which is big. And then Johanna Rollins, she had a big night, but she had to earn her 17 points. You guys made it tough on her all night.
Right. I mean, that we were going to have to get out on the perimeter and shut down their shooters. They're very good shooters. Yeah. And so we had to really respect that, get tight on those shooters. And then, but we gave them so many second and third chances. So that was one thing we talked about halftime, and it improved after that.
Well, you're now 7-1 on the year. One of the best starts in a long time here for Scott City. And you take this momentum, you go into the Orange and Black next week there, and you start off with a fairly familiar foe. You've played them each the last couple of years in Pine Creek, but you're going to get 3 days to get ready for three games in 3 days. What do you guys do next week to get ready for the tournament and up in Colby?
Certainly watch some film, work on the little things that we need to work on. I mean, we can never work on too much rebounding because I feel like we rely so much on our athleticism, and sometimes we give up some easy buckets just because we're not boxing out. And so we've got to do that, maybe perfect a couple of plays, maybe situational things that we can do, but mostly just become the most prepared as we can be because, you know, we're going in and, you know, we want to win. And I think if you're the most prepared team, you'll be the most successful.
Well, a great start to the season so far through 8 games, 7-1 and 4-0 conference play, and a big road win here in Huguenin tonight, 50-41. Coach, you've now beat every team in the league. Congratulations here, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.